May the words of Jesus always fill our hearts with hope. Amen. Jesus has hit his limit, and out comes his words of exasperation. It is never easy to hear an angry Jesus. I think an angry Jesus frightens us. I think when Jesus speaks like a fiery radical, we tend to get pretty uncomfortable. The intensity of Jesus' speech is fueled by his exasperation with those in the crowd who still don't get what the kingdom of God he is showing to us is all about. So Jesus is shouting at the crowd, "I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is accomplished." Jesus has a baptism with which we are to be baptized, a baptism of grace and salvation. Jesus is passionate about the message he's bringing to us. And Jesus is telling the disciples and the crowd gathered that there are hard boundaries and people will have to decide where they will stand, calling on each person to make the costly choice, the way of the world or the way of the kingdom of God, the way of love. And the wealthy and powerful tend not to want the world to be like the kingdom Jesus tells us that God wants for us. Often because the rich and powerful profit from the poverty and oppression of others. We know that the transforming power of God's love gets met with hostility. The disciples of Jesus, then and now, we shouldn't be surprised by this. Through the centuries up to our own present day, we see peaceful protests met with violence. We see this happening every day. A movement away from tolerance, a movement away from equality, a movement away from treating people with dignity, a movement away from justice. Peaceful strategies often provoke conflict and hostility because they threaten those in power. Our baptism is our initiation into a bond with God. A bond God promises to never let go of. Through our baptism, we receive God's grace. Our baptism is the outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace and our union with Jesus Christ. We become part of a communion larger than ourselves. We are given forgiveness and new life in the Holy Spirit. Through our baptism, we die to a life that is not centered on Jesus. We become born into a new life centered on love. Our Christian life is about choosing to love others each day because God loves us and because all of God's people are beloved. Our baptism is about being transformed by love over and over for a lifetime. It makes us disciples, followers of Jesus. And being a follower of Jesus comes with responsibilities. To seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace among all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being, to proclaim the good news of God's love. Baptismal living is a way of life. It is a way of life that brings love, hope, justice, and purpose to our lives. What we have in the United States is precious. I still remember a story my wife shared about a family from Syria. Amy worked at a child care center their child was enrolled at, and it was toward the end of George W. Bush's presidency. Amy had made a comment about being frustrated with the president, and the dad said, "Here you can make those kinds of statements, and no one will put you in prison or kill you. The United States is amazing. The freedom you have is amazing." Jesus is passionate about the message he's bringing to us. Jesus is telling the disciples and the crowd gathered that there are hard boundaries, and people will have to decide where they will stand, calling on each person to make the costly choice, the way of the world or the way of the kingdom of God, the way of love. Our Christian life is about choosing love, to love others each day because God loves us, and because all of God's people are beloved. The baptism Jesus gives to us is about being transformed by love over and over for a lifetime. Jesus gives us baptism as our strength for choosing the way of the kingdom of God. Jesus teaches us that baptism is the beginning to a new life of faith, a way to rise to a new life in Christ, to help us turn away from evil and turn towards Jesus and the power of love. Baptism gives us strength and courage to believe that our salvation will not be found in power, money, or prestige, but in Jesus Christ. Amen.